Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Apple has announced today that it will bundle Apple Music and Apple TV Plus together for students. This means that students on the $5 per month Apple Music plan will now get Apple TV Plus included at no extra cost. One thing to note here is that a student Apple Music subscription only covers one person. That means it's possible the free Apple TV Plus offer for students won't support family sharing, like the standalone subscription to Apple TV Plus does. It's also unclear if the Apple TV Plus and Apple Music bundle for students will run indefinitely, or if there's a time cap of some sort on it. Apple hasn't yet announced any other bundle deals for Apple TV Plus. Ideally, those who subscribe to Apple Music at $10 per month or $15 per month will also be able to bundle Apple TV Plus at some sort of discount, but nothing has been confirmed by Apple itself just yet. The primary Apple TV Plus deal right now is the one-year free trial that you'll get if you buy a new iPhone, iPad, Mac, or Apple TV. That subscription that comes for free does let you share it with up to 6 people through family sharing. So if one person in your family buys a new Apple product, everybody in the family will get a free year of Apple TV Plus. Apple TV Plus will launch this Friday, November 1st. And in other Apple TV news, the Apple TV app is now rolling out to select Sony TVs. You can get the details on that down in the show notes below. Apple has set its next Apple Watch activity challenge for Veterans Day, which falls on Monday, November 11th. This Apple Watch Activity Challenge requires you to complete a workout of any type of at least 11 minutes. You can complete the workout using Apple's workout application or any third-party app that feeds data into Apple's framework. If you complete the challenge, Apple will reward you with exclusive badges in the Activity app, as well as animated stickers for use in Messages and FaceTime. The challenge will take place on November 11th and we'll be sure to remind you then as well. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, the TV Everywhere feature, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 a month or $80 per year. The TV Everywhere feature is especially useful and gives you the ability to watch and record premium channels by signing in with your cable or streaming provider. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. WatchOS 6.1 has been released to the public after a month of developer beta testing. The update includes performance improvements and bug fixes, and it brings WatchOS 6 to the Apple Watch Series 1 and Series 2 for the first time. Apple Watch Series 1 and Series 2 were excluded from the initial release of WatchOS 6 last month. At the time, Apple said the update would come sometime in the fall, and it's now available. Series 1 and Series 2 users can look forward to several new WatchOS 6 features. There are new first-party apps now available on the Apple Watch, including the calculator, voice memos, and audiobooks. WatchOS 6 also marks the introduction of a dedicated app store for Apple Watch apps. Unfortunately, Series 1 and Series 2 owners will miss out on some of the new watch faces included in WatchOS 6. In addition to the support for older Apple Watch models, WatchOS 6.1 includes support for AirPods Pro, as well as performance improvements and bug fixes. During the beta testing period, it seemed like WatchOS 6.1 improved battery life for some Apple Watch Series 5 owners, but your mileage may vary as to whether that actually turns out to be the case. You can update your Apple Watch now via the Settings app on the watch itself or via the Apple Watch app on iPhone. Last but not least today, Apple's upcoming Mac Pro has hit the FCC in the United States. This usually means a product launch is imminent, though Apple itself has not yet announced anything. Apple has only said that the Mac Pro will be released sometime this fall, but based on this FCC filing, it could be coming at any moment. The FCC document indicates that the Mac Pro has an A1991 model number and that it will be assembled in Austin, Texas, much like its predecessor. The new Mac Pro will start from $6,000 with an 8-core Intel Xeon processor, 256GB of SSD storage, 32GB of RAM, and more. Because of the new design of the Mac Pro, it's highly customizable and can get incredibly powerful using the build-to-order configurator. This includes an up to 28-core CPU, 4 GPUs, and 1.5 terabytes of RAM. In conjunction with the new Mac Pro, Apple also announced the $6,000 Pro Display XDR, which we expect to be released at the same time. It's possible that the Mac Pro could be announced as soon as this week, so be sure to keep your eyes on 9to5Mac.com in case that happens. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a detailed look at how AirPods Pro stack up against PowerBeats Pro. We've also got a closer look at how Apple is positioning AirPods Pro in its retail stores, courtesy of Michael Stieber. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.